All right, gang, let's jump into this shit. As usual, no real script, no nothing. I was going to talk about something totally different today. And then I saw something that first and foremost, I think made me smile. And then two, made me realize I'm way more like my father than what I think. Now, let me correct that a little bit. The news did make me smile. The dot, dot, dot is what made me think or make me realize I am definitely my father's child. Because, gang, I'm going to tell you, you can sit here and you can hand my dad a winning lottery ticket for $200 million. And while everyone else is celebrating, you know what my dad's going to think? Look at these fucking taxes I got to pay. That's just how he is. He sees the whole picture. Now, gang, I saw that our LGBTQ plus family members, for at least the foreseeable future, you know what? To our LGBTQ plus family members, hear, hear. You fuck faces get to be human for a little while longer. Congratulations, right? I guess I have to temper the pain with laughter. And I hate the term gay marriage. Marriage equality, it's been given the thumbs up. That definitely makes me happy. But what makes me sad, gang, is the reactions. You would think that, what the fuck is that? What the fuck was that, gang? All right, I'll look at it later. Again, it's just, it's crazy. And it's making me think of something that I have literally been saying since I was a child. And gang, every once in a while, I think of some shit. I'm like, you know what? I'm not as stupid as I think. And since I was a child, I remember saying, changing a law does not change an attitude. Right? And again, yes, marriage equality has been given the thumbs up, but it is obvious, gang, that not everyone is on board. And don't get caught slipping. They're going to keep trying to chip away at this to where, again, I guess the problem that I have is that I'm alive to see people fighting for discrimination. Again, what do people lose when other people are happy? And Christians, just stop. Just fucking stop. But before you do your little fucking tap dance and your bullshit and your blasé and the glavinoids, well, Robert, you know, sometimes rape makes people happy. So shut the fuck up. You guys always take things to a fucking extreme that it's not even part of the conversation. Back on topic. Why is it that this group of people being happy, how does that take away from your happiness over here? Those of you that are anti-LGBTQ plus getting married. I really am trying to sit here and try and get into the mindset of the people that are upset. Again, I saw the clips of the Mount Walshes, the fuckface Ben Shapiro's. And again, I admit, I am quite sure, gang, if you really looked, you could find some non-religious people who don't think that gay people should be married. But this is by and large a religious initiative. So I'm going to address you believers. Fuck you. That's it. That's the end of the show. Shortest show ever. 5 minutes. Okay. What is it? And I'm dead serious, believers, when I ask you, why this one? Why is it that two gay people smiling makes you so upset? I mean, is it Leviticus? Is that what you're going to lean on? Wasn't it Leviticus 18:22 or 23? If a man lies with a man as he does a woman, what they both have done is detestable. They both shall be put to death. Their blood is on their own hands. Is that what you are leaning on? Or is it Genesis? where you read the bullshit that God made Adam and Eve. And then you fuck faces turn around and God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Yeah, that's real fucking original. Quite literally, the first time I heard that was in the late 80s, right? Step your game up. Again, you guys are always talking about us and talking about how we need to get a new script. Fuckface, you first. Like I said, atheists sound the same because Christians have not changed their game. We keep responding to the same stale bullshit. You know, I've heard fuckface Kirk Cameron say it, that God conducted the first marriage in the Garden of Eden. Now, I don't remember anywhere in the fucking Bible them speaking of a ceremony. So, if you're going to sit here and say it was a metaphorical wedding, I'm going to tell you something. I don't give a shit. I do not give a shit about what your dirty rag says about marriage. I just don't. More importantly, everyone who's trying to get married and be happy, they don't give a shit about what's in your fucking Bible. And even for the gay people that are Christians, why you'd be a Christian, I've got no fucking clue. But hey, you do you. They don't give a shit. Because again, if you're just going to sit here and lean on the Bible as your reason as to why it is you don't want gay people to get married, I'm going to tell you right now to your fucking face, you are a cherry-picking son of a bitch. Of all the things in the Bible that you guys go to war over, this is your jam. And I know, you're just as guilty as gay people. You jerked off to porn, therefore you're just as bad. Shut the fuck up. Because it's not just Christians that I can go through the Bible and show you all the things that you are not doing according to biblical rule. I can probably go just two sentences past Leviticus 18:22 to show you the shit that you aren't doing. But this is where you guys quite literally make your money, right? It's the gay issue. Gay issue, my voice just cracked. And why? Now, gang, if you're a smart ass like me, when I find a Christian that's just going way too hard on one topic like this, I always ask them the same question. And that is, how many commandments are in the Bible? Every single believer has said the exact same thing. They're like, 10. I'm like, not even close. Try again. No, there's 10 commandments. Try again. You're only about 603 commandments short, fuckface. There are 613 commandments in the Bible. Being gay isn't even on the top 10. The first four are all about jerking God all the way off. And by the way, in the first four, if you do not jerk God all the way off, you are fucked. But I am the Lord your God, baby, you'll have no gods before me. Don't say my name with this shitty tone of voice. Jerk off, don't even jerk off on my day, on my special day, the Sabbath. And don't, no fucking graven images because I'm the fucking man. Nowhere in the top 10 does it say anything about being gay. And so I ask Christians, you don't even know how many commandments there are. How do you know you aren't doing something that's worse than being gay? But no, you guys are going to sit here and you're going to focus on the one thing that I guess makes you feel better about yourself. I don't know. We had to write on paper. And that's why I've always said, I remember saying that on Uncle Beck's channel, right? Long ago when we were talking about the BLM stuff, right? If you were not a rich, land-owning Christian man, the Constitution was not written for you. Black people, they had to quite literally write our humanity in. Women, they had to write your humanity in. And now gay people, we literally had to write their humanity in. I could have gotten married and divorced 27 times. I could have. That 28th marriage would have been just as valid under the eyes of the law as my first. Gay people had to fight up until 10 years ago. Gang buddy just ripped a fucking fart. Jesus H. God damn, dude. Oh. Gang, how in the fuck does such a little dog pack such a goddamn punch? Oh, dude. Oh, go fuck yourself, buddy. Oh, gang, I'm not even close to bullshit. He's on my lap. Look, he's not even moving. He's not even moving. Oh. Oh, dude, it's like you committed a crime. Oh, there is no God. Oh. For the first time, I'm not using my fan because it's cold outside. I should have used it. God damn. Now he wants to move. Like, what's up, Dad? You just fucking farted, dude. Where the fuck was I? Ah, back on topic. Oh, God. Seriously. I don't even know where the fuck I was. So let's just pick up here. Jesus Christ, buddy. Gang, that was a real bad one. This fucker just floated an air biscuit. It is like fucking dropping a bomb on Hiroshima and shit. God damn. Back on topic. Or at least I think back on topic. Ugh. So again, we had to write the humanity of our LGBTQ plus family members. We had to write that shit down on paper. And quite literally up until like 10 years ago, gay people could not get married. Now, gang, Uncle Bobby isn't necessarily the marrying type. But I can totally see why it is important to other people. So those other people should be allowed to get married without having to justify their fucking reasons. Again, John and Jonathan want to get married. Susan and Susanna want to get married. 10 years ago, they couldn't do it. But again, my monkey ass could have gotten married and divorced in January. 3 months later, I could have done it again. 3 months after that, I could have done it again. 3 months after that, I could have done it again. Stop talking about how marriage is so terribly sacred. It's so sacred that heterosexuals have fucked it all the way up, right? It's not sacred. It's what you make it. And again, how many times did we laugh about, didn't like Elizabeth Taylor literally get married like 6 to 8 times and shit? It was a running joke. How many times has Stallone been married? I mean, again, it's just, gay people are not ruining marriage. Heterosexual people are, right? Hell, if you ask me, and it's time to fucking pass the torch. Let someone else make a run for it. Maybe they'll teach heterosexual people how to fucking do it. But it doesn't matter. We should all be unanimously celebrating. Gang, this to me is no different than black people or women getting the right to vote. Gay people being extended the privilege of being married should have been a universal celebration. And the majority of the people that are anti, all they have is the Bible to lean on. And I've said it once, I'm going to say it for the billion. Gang, I'm just babbling. Because it's this tornado of emotions that I have here. Yay for equality. But man, fuck you for being mad that other people are being treated like humans. Who hurt you? But the majority of the people that are sad that marriage equality has been extended are religious people. And I'm going to tell you, religious people, the same thing I've always said. If being gay is so fucking terrible to your God, have his monkey ass come down here and tell us right now. None of that doo-doo ass bullshit. Oh, well, Robert, Jesus Christ came down 2000. Shut the fuck up and grow up. Your belief in this bullshit, this foolishness, and gang, none of them serious. Like the things, subscribe to the things, comment on the things, more importantly, share the things. Because unlike Christians, I want this shit out there. I don't want this in an echo chamber. I want a Christian hear me say this. Yes, your doo-doo-ass beliefs, and I believe they are doo-doo-ass beliefs. Your doo-doo-ass beliefs have made it harder on others to be happy. But now this is when you're going to sit here and say that, you know, we're all guilty sinners. We're terrible. We're horrible. This is what is wrong. This is why I'm an anti-theist on top of being an atheist. I do believe that your faith system, Christians, is ultimately harmful. I do. It's nothing for you to take a shit on that gay person over there because you don't even like yourself. Everything that's good about you, that's God. Everything that's all kinds of fucked up, that's you. You want to know why? Because Rib Woman ate an apple. So no, it's nothing for you guys to bash gay, lesbionics, or transgender family, all those good people. If you're going to beat the dog shit out of yourself, it's nothing for you to turn around and do it to somebody else. And I'm just not okay with that. But at the end of the day, gang, this is not, and I'm just going to use the term because that's what's being thrown around. You Christians, you're not anti-gay marriage. You're anti-happiness because that's what this is. You don't want to see other people happy. And I know you're going to sit here and you're going to say that you know better for them than they know for their goddamn selves. Well, I'm going to tell you this. You're fucking wrong. Right as a belt, hashtag unprofessional. Those two people over there want to get married. You want to know why? It makes them happy. You're standing in the way of that. You aren't anti-gay marriage. You're anti-happiness. But no, you want everyone to be miserable like you. You want everyone on their knees begging for forgiveness for a crime that you did not commit. You aren't anti-gay marriage. You're anti-happiness. Again, of those 613 commandments, of the 66 books in the fucking Bible, over 40 individual fucking authors. Again, just wrap your mind around this, gang. Gay people just have their humanity written in law. Up until 10 years ago-ish, gay people could not get married. Of all the sins, that's the one. If you murdered someone and you got out of jail, you may not be able to vote, but you could get married. Gay people couldn't. If you were a damn swindler and you swindled an elderly couple out of their last dime and you got busted and you went to jail, when you got out, you could get married. Gay people can't. You cannot be fucking serious. If you were born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia, and you root for the goddamn Atlanta Falcons, your monkey ass could get married time and time and time again. Gay people can't. If you are a communist sack of shit that puts the fucking pineapple on your goddamn pizza, and you can get married. But up to 10 years ago, gay people couldn't. Believers, you're not anti-gay marriage. You're anti-happiness. That's why I can't be totally happy. Because again, this fight is not over, gang. Like I said, don't get caught standing around the pile counting your damn change. I can't be all the way happy because people are still upset. And it's not just now, gang. I'm thinking about all the times. Hell, how many shows have I done on this topic? Again, of all this, there's no such thing as sin. Christians, grow the fuck up. There's no curse on the earth because a woman ate a damn piece of produce. But of all the sins, this is the one that you guys focus on the most. Again, no one thinks about gay sex more than a heterosexual Christian man. I'm quite sure you can find some sermons from Vody Fuckface Bakum on gun violence, on drug addiction. But every time I see that fuckface online, Vody Bakum's talking about gay people and how it's not okay to be, you know, please go fuck yourselves. You know what we're going to do? I told you, this show's all doo-doo. I just had to throw this, get this shit out, gang. There was one clip in particular. And I remember doing this long the fuck ago, gang. Like when I was on my, what is that, Livono 300. I was all kinds of fucked up. I remember my desk was facing that way. I don't even think I had this microphone yet. I was fucking rookie as of the year. But fuckface Vody Bakum. I'm just looking at this. I'm just scrolling through it all. And it's like, holy shit. Does this guy talk about anything other than two dudes sucking dick? I don't think so. But he had one sermon, gang, that was just... I mean, here's an hour-long one on homosexuality. I remember looking at that one or listening to it while I was on the road once. Gang, I can't find it. But I'm telling you, holy shit. This man's entire fucking catalog is about being gay and gay people getting married. I can't find it right off the bat, gang. What the fuck? But he was sitting down with two other Christian fuckfaces, right? And like most Christians, he's got a script that he's on and he calls it like the Beatles, you know, whatever. You know, All You Need Is Love. And he started talking about how fucked up gay marriage is. And then it got to, yeah, gang, seriously. I'm just scrolling and this is all Vody Bakum talking about gay marriage. Gang, let me tell you something about Vody Bakum. Again, I know this show is bullshit. I don't care. I'm posting it anyway. We may never find out, but let me tell you something. Vody Bakum has juggled another man's nuts all in his mouth. Give me a break. This man's entire catalog is about gay people. Now, hold on. What is this one? This isn't what I was looking for. Oh, how Jesus addressed homosexuality. Fuck it. Let's just give this one a run. Roll the tape.
Jesus did address homosexuality. He addressed it in Matthew chapter 5 and in Matthew chapter 19. Because in Matthew chapter 5 and Matthew chapter 19, he addressed the issue of marriage. He rooted his understanding of marriage in the teaching in Genesis chapter 2. The teaching in Genesis chapter 2 that gave us marriage between a man and a woman for the purposes of procreation, illustration, and sanctification. He also made it very clear, what God has joined together, man cannot separate. In other words, God is the author of marriage, not man. Therefore, God is the one who defines marriage, not man. Therefore, man does not have the right to introduce the concept of same-sex marriage. Number one, because by definition, it's not marriage. It's another thing.
Pause the tape. Go fuck yourself, Vody Bakum, and anyone who thinks like that. Do you have any idea how dehumanizing that is? To tell, I heard fuckface Matt Walsh say the exact same thing. Gay marriage is impossible. Yet, no, it's not. Have those two people walk down this exact same aisle you did, say the exact same magical incantation, fuckface, and you'll never guess what? They're married, just like you. I mean, go fuck yourself. But either the same set of slap nuts who sit here and they read that stat, that self-harm in the LGBT community is higher. Numbers-wise, they're absolutely right. But they'll sit there and they'll hang their hat on, well, it's because they're gay or because they're trans. Did you ever stop to think, fuckface, that maybe it's because of you? Right as I said that, I'm the one who's persecuting them, right? They've got this Captain America adamantium-made vibranium shield up that you can't even criticize these fuckfaces without them claiming persecution. Just listen to what this man just said. He straight up stripped gay people of their humanity. What you want, it's impossible for you to have. No, it's not. It's actually very possible, fuckface Vody Bakum. Right? Well, God defined marriage. And blah, 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 blah. Again, your God said a whole bunch of stupid shit. Man, you're not supposed to shave. the sides of your face. Polyester blends, planting corn and whatever the fuck. You guys know the drill. Eating fucking shrimp. There's a whole laundry list of shit that you're not supposed to fucking do, Christians. Again, God defined marriage? Yeah, he actually did. And he defined it in the most fucked up ways. If my brother dies in war, I'm supposed to go and marry his wife. I now have to fuck my sister-in-law and pump her full of baby batter. Because nothing says romance like, hey, bitch, my brother just died. Bend over, drop them drawers. Give me a break. God defined marriage in countless immoral, by today's standards, totally immoral. If I'm not mistaken, monogamous relationships aren't what's mentioned the most. If I'm not mistaken, polygamous relationships. Don't quote me on that one, but if I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure polygamous and polyamorous relationships are endorsed more in the Bible than what these fuckfaces are saying their God wants. Again, which style of marriage are you talking about? You know what? Please go fuck yourself. Gang, let's look up the people's iPhone of knowledge. Biblical marriage. Yeah, they got some real fucked up ass, oh God, what is this? I am so not looking at that. Yeah, there used to be a list somewhere around here, gang, of all the ways that God defined marriage. And it's not just one man and one woman. It's like not even fucking close. Again, when this becomes my full-time job, holy shit, we're going to laugh at these days when I was just ghetto fabbing this whole thing. But again, you guys are the ultimate pick and choose fuck faces. You just are. Right? I mean, again, which style of marriage are you going to fucking talk about? Now, what is fuckface Vody Bakum? What is this one?
Some say gay is the new black.
The Advocate, a leading gay magazine, is declaring that gay is the new black.
True. So are there differences between ethnicity
and
so-called sexual...
Pause the tape, gang. If this fuckface says, don't confuse my skin with sin, I'm going to start crying. Roll the tape.
Orientation. Absolutely there are. Ethnicity is innate. And unchangeable. So-called sexual orientation is not innate, and it is changeable. We know this. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 is 2,000-year-old evidence that people stop being gay. So we know that it's neither innate nor is it
Pause the tape. Ethnicity is innate and unchangeable, but so-called sexual orientation... Gang, this fuckface... Gang, please go fuck yourself. This video is 35 days old. This fuckface is placing his opinion on the foundation of a 2,000-year-old fucking manual that literally says that a 600-plus-year-old man built a wooden boat. That was so big, it housed hundreds of thousands of animals. Please go fuck yourself. Because according to the Bible, you can change your sexual orientation. And you guys wonder why it is. I'm not really all that happy about what just happened. Holy crap. And again, this fuckface has got this impenetrable shield of bullshit around him. Again, my audience is small. Fuckface Vody Bakum has over 360,000 people following him. They're listening to this. Again, like I said, don't get caught slipping, gang. This fight is far from over. These are the people that are going to continue to make shit hard on our LGBTQ plus family members, right? I was listening to a little bit of Mount Walsh, and do I even want to bring this up, gang? Holy shit. Mount Walsh and Ben Shapiro. They were talking about what the fuck it is that just happened. Now, I'm going to tell you something, gang. I made it through about 3 minutes, and I started to throw up a little bit in my goddamn mouth. Again, you guys, you're not anti-gay marriage. You're anti-happiness. Because, again, of all the rules in your fucking book, this is the one that you guys harp on the most. 613 commandments in your Bible. And again, and stop with the whole, well, Robert, that's the Old Testament. I'm going to tell you to please go fuck yourself. The Old Testament is wretched. And you know what? The New Testament isn't much better. But the overwhelming majority of the times you guys, Christians, you go hard against gay people, you're reaching into the fucking Old Testament. What else in the Old Testament are you leaving out that should negatively affect you? But you just don't want those two gay guys over there getting married, right? Please go fuck yourself. Again, the best part about being a believer, it takes zero commitment. None at all. Go, seriously. Search through this rag, podcasters. I got my Bible up. Christians, go search through this rag. Go find the rules that negatively affect you. Now put your nuts on the chopping block. Let's see it. You're not going to do it, are you? You would much rather just sit in a goddamn corner and scream about persecution because someone took the fucking Ten Commandments off of a county courthouse. Fucking snowflake. But again, what do you lose? What do you lose when, again, but how does this negatively affect you guys? Again, I know I should be happy, but I'm not. Thanks a lot, Dad. Right? Again, you, gang, my neighbors right there, they're nice people. They actually are. When I busted my Achilles, my neighbor actually asked, would I like him to mow my yard for me? Obviously, I was a little bit mobility impaired. You'll never guess what. I couldn't tell you their names right now if you put $100 in front of my fucking face. I don't know much about him. I know he likes the Patriots. That's it. I couldn't tell you their names. I know nothing about them. Mainly because I'm an asshole. But my point is, my neighbors right now could be fucking their brains out. And you know how much that affects me? Zero. They could be getting into a disagreement right now. You know how much that is affecting me in my house? Zero. Gang, the only time my neighbors are going to hear from me about what goes on in their house is if they neglect their property and starts to negatively affect my shit, or they set their fucking house on fire. Otherwise, I don't give a damn. Do you be happy? I've never invited them into my house for drinks, for dinner, for conversation. They've returned the favor. If you haven't been able to tell, I kind of keep to my goddamn self. My point, gang, it's not like I live on this sprawl. No, if I got on my hands and knees right now from my front door, I can be on their front door in 90 seconds. People that physically close to me, whatever they're doing in their house doesn't affect me 1 ounce. My point is, if you live in Austin, Texas, and you're anti-happiness, again, you're not anti-gay marriage, you're anti-happiness. If you live in Austin, Texas, right now, the gay couple smiling, having dinner, having an argument, having sex, getting ready to get married. If you're in Austin, Texas, and the gay couple in Miami, Florida is having a good time or doing whatever. In Austin, Texas, you don't even know they're fucking alive, Jack. So please tell me, how does that affect you? 1 ounce. Again, those gay people, they're not thinking about you. But Christians, you are thinking about them. I know I should be happy, but I'm not. Thanks a lot, Dad. You really fucked me up. But I'm just really sitting here trying to figure out, what do people get out of making other people miserable? You got all the scriptures and the bullshit, and I'm not impressed. And more importantly, I don't care. But you care about what other people do in their bedrooms. But then that's just the thing. There's so much more. Now, gang, I'm a horny motherfucker. I just am. I love to do me some fucking. Even if I fuck for 2 hours straight, there's still 22 hours out of the day to do something other than fuck. All of you that are anti-happiness, did you ever stop to think that maybe the gay people are doing exactly what you're doing right now? Sitting in their underwear, watching their big screen TV, dreading going to work tomorrow. You know what I mean? Shit like that. The gay agenda. What about the fucking heterosexual agenda? You fuck faces, you're not anti-gay marriage. You're anti-fucking happiness. And the real fucked up thing is, gang, like I said earlier, again, some way, somehow, this is going to get... Please go fuck yourselves. I told you, there's no script to today. Can you tell? I'm just sitting here ranting. Because again, I know I should be happy, but I'm not. Christians, believers, this is when you take every opportunity to make everything about you. Like I said, this isn't just the people that I've heard complain online, on the internet, like in the last 3 or 4 days, or maybe the last 2 weeks. I'm thinking about this shit since the talk about marriage equality started. Thinking about the likes of like a fucking Franklin Graham going on Fox because, yeah, Fox News, right? Franklin. That some way, somehow, gay people getting married equates to Christian persecution. That's what I'm saying, gang. This fight is not over. This fight is not over. No right is guaranteed, is absolute. None of them. Not even your right to breathe. It's not. I know that because the lawyer told me. There's no such thing as an absolute law. So please do not sit here and just start breathing easy. The shit's not over. Now, gang, I just pulled up some bullshit. And again, this is where my mind goes. Now, this is from 7 years ago. Franklin Graham goes on Fox and starts screaming on how Christians are going to be persecuted because gay people are allowed to be happy. They just roll this fucked up ass tape.
Hello, I'm Todd Starnes. Same-sex marriage is now legal in all 50 states, that ruling handed down by the Supreme Court in a 5-4 decision. One of the most outspoken opponents of gay marriage is Franklin Graham, and he joins us live now from North Carolina. Franklin, just a few moments ago on your Facebook page, you posted just a brilliant message, and you write this: with all due respect to the court, it did not define marriage and therefore is not entitled to redefine it. Franklin, I want to get your reaction to the ruling today.
Pause the tape. Before he gets to his reaction, here's my reaction. Franklin and the like, please go fuck yourself. This is what happens when the foundation of your belief is not rooted in reality. God defined marriage. Blah, 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 blah. Please shut the fuck up. Right? Your God, I just don't believe the fucker exists. And if this matter is so important to him, if he does exist, he should come down and tell us himself, right? It's not persecution. Other people's happiness is not your persecution, Christians. It's just not. Roll this fucked up ass tape.
Todd, of course, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed because our government is recognizing sin. This court is endorsing sin. And that's what homosexuality is. It's a sin against God, just like any other sin. But
pause the tape. No, it's not like any other sin. Because like I said, a murderer, O.J. fucking Simpson, could have gotten married if he wanted to when he got out of jail. So no, it's not like any other sin. Because again, you guys don't know what's in your own fucking Bible. You just don't. But you quite literally make your money out of demonizing gay people. Right? Again, if you're going to sit here and tell me that a murderer can get out. I just belched. Hashtag unprofessional. If a murderer can get out of jail and get married, but law-abiding gay people could not, and I stand corrected, up to 7 years ago, please go fuck yourself. There's something wrong with your goddamn rule book. Roll the tape.
The court to endorse sin. I'm saddened for our country. And so we'll have to go by with what the court says. But as far as for me, I will never recognize it in my heart. Because God gave marriage between a man.
Pause the tape, but that's just it. You don't have to. You don't have to. Gang, I was talking to someone today about the whole can white people say nigger thing on the back of this little fuckface from Florida, right? And I told her the exact same thing. White people, you can say the word nigger. No one has ever once said, absolutely not, no you cannot. We suggest that you don't. And what happens to you after you say it is what happens to you after you say it. Christians, you are absolutely allowed to feel like fuckface Franklin Graham. You are. You can sit here and say it's a sin, it's terrible, it's horrible, God doesn't like it. And you just may fuck around and hear you're a fucking homophobe. Then you're going to turn around and say, why you're persecuting me? And I'm going to tell you to go fuck yourself. Right? So again, you're allowed to share his feelings, just like we're allowed to react to it. And it's not going to be positive. No, it's not that it's not going to be positive. It's going to be honest. Roll the tape.
I'm a woman, and that's what marriage is. And I don't think the court, since it never defined marriage, it doesn't have the right to redefine it. God gave us marriage. And that's just it. That's period. And God does not change his mind.
You know, President Obama just a few moments ago tweeted the...
Pause the tape. And there's the problem. Let's just play the game and say that his fuckface God is real. God does not change his mind. Gang, let me tell you something. I was once married to a perfect person and it fucking blows. It's not a lot of fun. And I've said it once. I'll say it a million times. On my headstone, I want it to read... Here lies the biggest hypocrite. In other words, I want to constantly be changing my mind because I want to be taking in new information. If you ever find yourself intellectually comfortable, you're doing it wrong. You're not reading enough. And if you ever say something and the first 25 people agree with you, you probably should check what it is that's coming out of your fucking mouth. Right? You should constantly be challenging yourself because that's what makes you better. Fire forges steel. And if you're going to sit here and tell me that your God never changes his mind, again, I was married to someone like that. And I'm going to tell you, that is not the foundation for a good fucking relationship. But again, if it's that important to your God, have his monkey ass come down here and tell us himself. Roll the tape.
Words, hashtag love wins. Who, in your estimation, is the loser today?
Well, I think our country is the loser because marriage is the institution that God has given. And for us now to give this to same-sex couples, and who's to say that a few years from now that a man cannot marry his daughter or two men can marry...
Christian, please go fuck yourself. What did I say almost 40 minutes ago? That is Christianity 101. Right? Again, when I say, well, what's wrong with people doing what makes them happy? what the fuck is a Christian going to say? Well, rape makes us shut the fuck up. Right? Why don't we nuke that bridge if we ever get there? Slippery slope. Okay, if today is gay people, what if a man wants to marry his daughter? What if a man wants to fuck a dog? Again, these are only the things that people like me think about when a Christian brings them up. Right? Ray Comfort apparently is the Christian of all fucking Christians. But Ray, I'm a self-defense teacher. And I don't even think about slitting a woman's throat and raping her corpse until Ray fucking Comfort says it. He says it all the time. That never enters my mental space. My medulla oblongata refuses to hold on to that bullshit ass thought. Christian, this is what you guys think about all the time. There was I know, I probably shouldn't say it, but there was a little girl at work. And I was talking to her, and she was 21 years old. And I was like, you're a little girl. Congratulations, you're my work daughter now. Please go fuck yourself. And every time I see her, we smile. It's like, hey, child, how's it going? Hey, little girl, how's it going? And I know, I'm outdated. Shut the fuck up, I'm from the fucking South. Every time I see her, that's all I see is a little girl. I see a 21-year-old little girl. There is absolutely, now I'm just going to go down there. There is absolutely no sexual attraction. You want to know why? Because she's a little fucking girl. And so like, well, I mean, if you let gay people get married, what's wrong with the 50-year-old man having sex with the 15-year-old girl? I don't want to. There's nothing about a child that turns me on. There's nothing about a dog that turns me on. These are only the things that pop into this brain until a Christian fucking says it. So this slippery slope, Christians, again, this is for you. This is the shit that you guys think about, but no one else does. Roll the tape.
One woman. I mean, where do you draw the line? And so this is new ground that our country is beginning to enter on. And I'm just concerned about where we head. And then also, is there going to be discrimination against churches, against organizations like what I represent, who are going to stand by the biblical definition of marriage?
Pause the tape. What did I tell you? Some way, somehow, other people being happy equates to discrimination and persecution towards Christians. Christians, you are the definition. I don't know if it's petulant or narcissistic. Which one am I thinking of, gang? Some way, somehow, everything is about you. Those two gay people over there getting married, some way, somehow, it's about you, isn't it? Right? This is going to be persecution. This is going to be discrimination again. Why is their happiness about you at all? You obviously don't share the feelings. I just belch, hashtag I'm professional. You obviously don't share their happiness, so just carry your monkey ass back into your dark corner and sit here and tell everyone how you're a piece of shit. That's what you guys do best. But some way, somehow, you petulant, narcissistic sacks of shit, some way, somehow, those people's happiness is hard on you. Give me a break. Roll the tape.
We be discriminated against by the government.
And Franklin, that does seem to be a valid concern that people have. And we've seen the messages that you posted on Facebook, and we've seen religious leaders from many denominations say, hey, look, this is going to be open season on Christian business owners, on pastors and churches that may not perform same-sex weddings or ceremonies. What are your concerns for those Christians, and what is your word of warning to them?
Well, you better be ready and you better be prepared. Because it's coming. I think there will be persecution of Christians for our stand. Because see, I believe the Bible. And God loves.
Pause the tape. Christians, apparently you need to be ready for persecution because people are going to be happy. Now, again, in case you guys are not aware, sexual orientation is a protected class. Just like religion is somewhat of a protected class. If you refuse service, it's because you're a fucking asshole. And the people that you're refusing service to are a protected class. Like being black. Yeah. You can't just sit here and call me a nigger and throw me out of your store because you're feeling froggy. I actually now have a legal case against you. All the twisting and turning. God damn, buddy. Shit. All the twisting and turning. Damn it. Can you guys hear me? Good. I hope so. God damn. Being gay is a protected class, right? And I'm sure they pulled some fucking shit out of their booty hole and the blase and the glavinoidal processes. Shit, buddy. Oh, God. Oy. I'm serious, gang. This dude is floating air biscuits like it ain't shit. Where the fuck was I? Again, I'm no fucking attorney. But being gay is a protected class. And again, I don't know of any case. And if you guys know of one, please hit me up. But I don't know of any case of a gay person just sitting there banging on the fucking door of a church and just jerking off on their boyfriend's face saying, you better fucking marry me only after you lick the jizz off his fucking cheekbone. No. Every case that at least I know of, they went into a fucking store thinking they were going to get treated like humans. And when they weren't treated like humans, then you're like, hey, I got a fucking case against you, numbnuts. Again, Christians, equality is that thing that everyone likes to talk about, but not enough of us want to participate in. The law affects all of us, you guys included. Roll this fucked up ass tape.
Loves us, no question about it. So when the president says that love wins, yes, God loves us, but sin is sin, and God has standards. And when we violate those standards, any type of sexual relationship outside of a marriage relationship between a man and a woman is a sin against God. And but God will forgive sin, but the only way that he'll forgive it is if we repent and confess our sins. And by faith, put our faith and trust in his son, Jesus Christ, who took our sins to the cross. He died.
Pause the tape. I mean, by that logic, why not just let the gay people do what they want to do and then just say, I believe in Jesus. Right? There's nothing that you can do except blaspheme the Holy Spirit. And by blaspheme, in other words, as long as you say you believe in God, you can go to heaven. Yeah. Yeah. Jeffrey Dahmer, Hitler, they're all fucking in heaven, apparently. As long as you accept the Jesus sacrifice before you take your last breath, you're good to go. So why not just let gay people just fucking be gay and on the, you know, on their deathbed and be like, oh, I believe in God. Bam, you get to go to heaven. And no, Christians, it's not super complicated. Shut the fuck up. Gang, today was total bullshit. Gang, Uncle Bobby's only giving you one big motherfucking problem. So as a result, actually, Uncle Bobby's going to give you one big motherfucking solution. Uncle Bobby, shut the fuck up. I should be happy, gang. I should be happy that our LGBTQ plus family members have their humanity extended by the law. But I just can't be because of this fucker over my left shoulder, my dad. I've got a really bad habit of seeing the whole picture. And the whole picture just doesn't make me smile. All the courts did yesterday, gang, was make people equal. And there's a good portion of this country that's not smiling about it. There's a good portion of this country that actually feels like they are losers as a result. Again, you fuck faces, you're not anti-gay marriage, you're anti-happiness. People are happy. And I would say, why can't you be happy? But you have a belief system that won't let you be happy. You're beating your own goddamn self up, so you are going to beat other people up. And I know, right? This is the kindest message I could possibly give. And again, if you guys would just shut the fuck up long enough to listen to people talk, you will hear that we aren't happy. But you're just going to keep going. This is a great message. This is a great fucking message. Don't keep shoving this goddamn message down your fucking throat until you fucking swallow it and you like it. Yeah, but I don't like it. Yes, you do. Christians, please go fuck yourself. Our LGBTQ plus family members, all they want is to be happy. That's it. The law says that they're allowed now to be happy. And there's a good portion of this country that isn't happy that more people are now being included in the circle. And here's the thing for the Christians who are in that asterisk, because Uncle Bobby always hangs the asterisk. Not all Christians. It can't be me. Now, I'm going to keep saying it, but the change isn't going to come from me. It's got to come from you. I'm just a snarky atheist. I'm just a person who took it out of context. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't understand the gospel message, but apparently you do. Christians, what are you saying when your Christian family... I'm about to belch. I just belch. Hashtag unprofessional. What are you saying when you hear other Christians say disparaging things about our LGBTQ plus family members? Are you the one standing up saying, shut your goddamn mouth? You need to be. Again, changing a law does not change attitudes. And attitudes affect actions. Our LGBTQ plus family members, they're not in the clear. They're not. Again, Christians, all the persecution that you think is happening to you, you couldn't be more wrong. You are actually persecuting others. And for the Christians who are not like the asshole ones, it is you. You have to be the one to make the change. Now I'm going to be standing right there next to you. But it can't be me. It can't be a snarky atheist. The change has got to come within. I've been to the Christian services to where there's no dot, dot, dot. There's no asterisks. I've been to the services to where apparently God loves gay people. Period. End of story. That God wants them to adopt, to join the military, to get married, to do all this sexy, vibrant stuff that their heterosexual brothers and sisters are allowed by law to do. This change, Christians, the asterisk Christians, it's got to come within. It's got to come from you. Now, Uncle Bobby is going to stand there right next to you. But it can't be just me making these videos. It can't be just me speaking out. It's got to be you. Again, I open up my mouth. How easy is it for another Christian to stiff arm me? I'm just an atheist. I'm going to burn and go to hell. The real change, it's got to be internal. The real change has got to come from you. All right, gang. The big guy's held you long enough. He's signing the fuck off. Gin and truth. Let's go.